Hi guys, we're down here in Gilbert, Arkansas on a lovely day. You can probably see and hear the little stream behind me. It is gorgeous. So you know, life is challenging. We have struggles, and there are times that we just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. We have problems that come up and we think, man, there's just no way out. And we don't know what to do. And so we pray. And we pray, and then we don't get any answers. We still have the same problems, the same situation going on. Still have those tough days. And then doubt begins to come in. Did God hear my prayers? Is He going to answer? Am I going to ever get out of this? And we begin to fret. And you know what we need to do? Real simple. We need to go for a walk. Take a walk. And really look at what's out here. The trees, the flowers, the sky, the water. Our Heavenly Father made all of it. And when you say trees, how many different kinds of trees are there? Or how many different kind of flowers? And think of all the animals. He made those. He designed them. He created all of what we're able to see. And when we begin to take that walk and really look at all of this, we begin to recognize how big our God is, how powerful, how majestic, how holy, how creative. Not enough adjectives to even begin to describe our God. So when we look and recognize how big our God is, we'll also begin to recognize how small our problems are. In Jeremiah 32:17, it says, "Oh Lord," Jeremiah writes, "as in awe, you have created the heavens and earth with your power and your outstretched hand. There is nothing too hard for you." As we pray, may we have patience and wait and the assurance to know that God is working on our behalf, and He is a big God, and He can solve anything that we've got going. Read Jeremiah 32:17. Go for a walk. Until next time, sweet dreams and night night.